and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of justification, we've looked at several things. And the most important thing that we've looked at is how a person is justified. And we want to continue that thought as the channel of justification. How does that happen? Well, perfect righteousness comes by being justified by what? By faith. Romans chapter 3 and verse 28 says, "Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." Remember, the law cannot save a person. In other words, the Ten Commandments cannot save anyone. The Ten Commandments, they were given as a schoolmaster to bring us to a knowledge of we couldn't save ourselves, that we're all sinners, and we need something. And that something and the someone we need is the Lord Jesus Christ. We do that by faith. We are justified by faith. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, we have declared, well, I say we have declared war on God, but we are at war with God. Now, God doesn't want to have war with us. He doesn't have war with us, but we have war with Him before we trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Mankind is at war with God. Well, it's a one-sided war because God is a God of peace. He's a God of love, and He wants everyone to go to heaven. That's the way it is, and there is no denying that. The Word of God is plain when we get into the Bible and we study it. We find out that God loves everybody in this world. Remember, for God so loved the world. That doesn't mean the planet. He loved people. He loved people so much that He sent His Son, His only begotten Son, to give His life on the cross of Calvary so that people could be saved. So God is a God of love. He's not a God of war. We are the ones, as human beings, who have we've declared war on God, if you would. Now, I haven't because, you know, at one time I was lost. I was on my way to a devil's hell. But there came a time in my life, by faith, I received Jesus Christ. I'm no longer at war with God. And you can claim victory right now by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you have trusted Jesus Christ, you've got victory. And that victory comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the sinner gets perfect righteousness by faith, and is justified by the death of Christ as the basis for appropriation. We say, what does that mean? Appropriation means to take the free gift of God. Righteousness, God's righteousness, personally. I invite you to go back and read Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, and you'll see, well, let's go back and read that verse. It says, Romans 5:17, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one," that's Adam, "much more they which receive abundance of grace," that's God's grace, "and of the gift," that's God's gift, "of righteousness, they shall reign," now I put the word "they" in there, "shall reign in life by one." Who is that one? Jesus Christ. So we see that we're justified by faith. Faith, believing Jesus Christ is the Savior, and we receive Him as Lord and Savior. And let me say this. You can believe that Jesus Christ is God. You can believe that He is a Savior. You can believe everything that I believe as a saved person, but you can still be lost. You must turn to Him and say, "Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I'm going to go Your way from now on. I want to be saved and go to heaven." You must confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You can know about Him, but until you trust Him and ask Him to come into your heart, that's all you have is the knowledge of knowing about Him. You do not have Him as your Savior. Ask Him to come into your heart. Ask Him to save you. You see, it's all man's pride that keeps a person out of heaven. We can't do it. It's all up to God. It's all up to Jesus Christ. And thank the Lord, he did it all when he gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He did it all when he went to the grave. He did it all when he cried on the cross, "It is finished." He did it all when he rose from the grave. And he's now seated at the right hand of God in heaven. And, you know, one of the greatest things is we're saved. We're on our way to heaven once we've trusted Jesus Christ. But he doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop because the Bible tells us that we have a person there seated at the right hand of God who is one who makes intercession for us, who hears our prayer and takes prayers to the Lord, to God. You say, well, how does God do that? And you know, there must be billions and millions of people who pray. How does God? He's God. God, he's not confined like you and I as human beings. He's God. He can do all things. So it makes no difference how many millions, billions, trillions of people who have prayers and they pray. All of these get through to God. Why? Because we're saved. We're his children. And he cares for us. Well, notice something else now about justification. There's an example of justification. A prime example of justification is Abraham. And this is seen in both the Old and New Testaments. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6. And he, that's Abraham, believed in God, or believed in the Lord. And he, that's the Lord, counted it to him, that's Abraham, counted it to Abraham for righteousness. Let me read it again. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Abraham was, righteousness was accounted to him because he believed. Romans 4:3, for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. You see, you can have knowledge of God, you can have knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, but until you believe that he is God and he is a God who rewards people by giving them a free gift of eternal life, until you acknowledge God who sent his son to die for you and to live for you, until you ask Jesus Christ into your heart. Once again, I remind you that you're lost on your way to hell. But notice, Abraham believed God. He believed him. He believed what God said. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. How do we know what God says? It's in his word. God's word says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There is no other way to heaven according to the scriptures. Now notice something else. A result of justification. You see, there's more when a person gets saved. There's more than just staying out of hell in the lake of fire. There's more to it than that. And one of the greatest things that I see is the result of justification is something that people need. That's peace. The world right now is in my knowledge and in my lifetime, I've never seen the world in such a condition. It's in turmoil. And of course, it's going to get worse and worse according to the Word of God. Does that mean that we throw up our hands and just quit? No, it doesn't mean that. Does that mean that we run around wringing our hands and just give up? Well, the Bible doesn't teach us that. The Bible teaches me that, can I say a byproduct? The result of justification is what we need, and that's peace. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, there's that word faith again, justified. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us peace. When things get bad, we turn to the Lord and say, oh, Lord, help me. I need that peace that you've offered me and you've given me that's there if I just realize that you're the one that's giving it and I don't have to depend upon myself. Look at it like this. You don't have to depend upon yourself for salvation once you get saved. Well, you don't have to depend upon yourself for peace either because God is right there. Jesus is right there and he has it for you. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he, what? Trusteth in thee. Now, we've trusted the Lord to save us, those of us who have done that. We've trusted him to save us. We've trusted in him. Well, is it, too much to trust in him for the peace that he's got for us? We need to trust God. Trust him. I'm going to read that verse again. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. How do you keep your mind stayed on the Lord? Well, one thing you do, you pray and you talk to him. Another thing you do is get in his word. You study his word. You get in his word. We talk to him. We pray to him. And that's us speaking to the Lord. And he speaks to us through his word. His word is there. If we would just read it. I've reminded you that, before that I used the King James Bible. I believe that is the Word of God. I don't look at these perversions that's out there, the ESV, the NIV, the New King James. They were all perversions because they're based upon the heretics, Westcott and Hort. Those two guys were heretics. And all of these scriptures, all of these so-called scriptures, the word of so-called Word of God, so-called versions of the Bible, they are perversions based upon these two heretics. Back from the 1800s, and then you go back and you see the Alexandrian text. That's a whole new study in itself. But they are based upon fallacy. The King James Bible is the Word of God. And we need to stick with that. Some people say they can't understand the King James Bible. My question is, have you been saved? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you've been saved, Jesus Christ said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. In other words, he's not going to leave us in the dark. He said, I'm going to send the Comforter, and he's going to lead you into all truth. Well, you get into the Word of God, you get into the King James Bible, and you get serious with God, and you pray, and you talk to the Lord, say, God, guide me and help me to understand what I'm looking at. He'll help you with reading the Word of God. Now, once again, you're not going to know it all. No man is able to comprehend everything about God. But when we get into his word, it says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, and that's upon God, because, why? He trusteth in thee. The man of God trusts in God, not only for salvation, but in that peace that God has for everyone who has trusted him. God's perfect righteousness is put to my account as a result. As a result of that, I am perfectly righteous, not in myself. See, I'm still a sinner. But I'm in Christ Jesus. I am perfectly righteous. Now, this old body that I'm in right now, that's not going to go to heaven. That is not the real me. The real me is within this old body. And one of these days, I'm going to be with Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us. That's Jesus. He made sin to be sin, or Jesus to be sin for us. And who knew no sin? Jesus knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's in him. I can't stress that enough, that it's in Jesus Christ. God now sees me just as righteous as Jesus Christ. You say, well, that's blaspheming. No, it is not. The Bible teaches this, that God sees me and you, if you're saved, as righteous as Jesus Christ, just as if I had never sinned, and just as if I have always kept God's holy law perfectly. Now, being justified, I now have peace with God, and there is now no condemnation. According to Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you have not believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're condemned already. You don't have to wait for the white throne. You're condemned already. Now is the day of salvation. Get saved now. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.